Hey, the only thing that we require from you is to come back. We want to have you back sometime.
Yay, I would love that.
Hey, we definitely got to talk again. I've got other follow-up questions, and there is so much more that Barlean's is doing that it can do for people out there and our listeners. So we've got more to talk about. We'll have to do this again, okay?
Yes, I would absolutely love that. It's been absolutely so fun, James.
Great, good to hear. And thanks again for joining us today. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. And again, find out more at Barlean's.com about Barlean's Flax Oil Company. And you can reach out to Julie herself and find out more from her. A big tip of the hat. And thank you to our great friends over at Family Natural Foods. Keep on listening all month long for more about Family Natural Foods. And stop on by the store over there. Stop on by over there. Say hi to the gang for us. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine right here in a few on AM 1320 WFHR.
Get five-star tools for your five-star dad with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, with the AK Homeowner Series starting at $199.99, dad can get the work done quickly and make more time for what really matters. Shop online at steelusa.com/giftguide. Pick up at over 10,000 local Steel dealers. All prices MSRP includes battery and charger are available at participating dealers. Dad doesn't quit until the job is done. So get him gas-powered tools from Steel that can keep up with him. From chainsaws and trimmers to blowers and more, Steel has the tools Dad needs. With legendary Steel gas-powered equipment starting at $139.99. Shop online at steelusa.com/giftguide. Pick up at over 10,000 local Steel dealers. All prices MSRP available participating dealers.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Look for sunny to partly cloudy skies for today. A slight chance for an isolated shower or storm developing late with highs in the lower 90s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog developing later into the night, a low in the mid-60s. For Thursday, much the same. A very slight chance for an isolated storm developing by late in the day and still on the hot side in the lower 90s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Looking at the temperatures in your neck of the woods, it is 76 in Stevens Point and Marshfield, 77 in Wausau, and here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
All right. Apologize for that, everybody. We've got some work being done by our engineer on our computers, and it just kind of came out on the airwaves here. So, but welcome to Morning Magazine for this June 9th, 2021. Your host, James J. Maloff here. And we're joined by our friends from Encourage right now. First off, we have Kim Shields with us from Encourage. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
So good to have you with us. Thanks so much for being here today. And you brought some friends with you today.
I sure did.
This is really fun. So we want to introduce everybody that is with us. Now, first off, of course, Kim, the Community Investment and Communications Specialist over at Encourage. Want to make sure to get that right. You deserve it, Kim. You work darn hard. But we also have three recipients in with us today about what we're going to talk about, and we're talking about Encourage and scholarships. And with us today, we have Derek. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, sir. Second time here. Second time you've done this. Good to have you with us. Another second timer. Adriana's with us. Good morning, Adriana.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. Good to have you with us. And a newcomer, Julia. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to tell you guys right away, I should have told you beforehand, feel free to pull the mic to you and everything. These things are pretty durable. You should be okay. Now that I say that, though, some of these were used in the Thomas Edison era, so they might be a little old. So you need to take that in consideration. Kim, I wanted to start right away in diving into the scholarships and that sort of thing, because we only have so much time. I usually like to ask how everybody's doing and stuff. You guys are all smiling. You seem all right, so we'll go from there. But a kind of an overview of the 2021 scholarships and kind of diving into this. I know you like to usually start off with some thank yous.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity to come on the air and speak with you. Mm-hmm. And it is because of the generosity of the donors that we have through Encourage that these scholarships are possible. The donors not only put up their finances to help support these students and continuing their education, but they truly believe in the power of education. They believe in the students in our community, and they want to see them succeed. So I always say the scholarship money is so appreciated, but the support that comes behind that is even more so. So thank you so much to the donors for their foresight and their thoughtfulness.
There's a lot of great things that you can invest in this world and put your money and donations into. I think that it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. There's nothing you can invest better in the youth. And I mean, it's the future. This is the future right here. It's not much better you can invest in. It's a big tip of the hat to all of those donors, all those people that put into this. And I thought it would be kind of helpful to put some stats to some of this, if you don't mind kind of getting into some of the numbers of these scholarships and the work that they're doing.
Absolutely. So this year we have 170 scholarships that have been awarded. And it's an increase over last year.
I was going to say, that seems like an increase.
It is. Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Most of our numbers all increased, which is fantastic. We did have some additional new scholarship funds begin. We had some that had reached a point where they could begin awarding scholarships. And also a lot of the donors believing in the power of education and knowing how expensive it is, several donors contributed additional money to their fund so that they could increase the scholarship award amount. So this year, those 170 scholarships total $170,500, which again is an increase over last year. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Kim, not to interrupt your flow there, because
nope,
you're going
good.
Great, but I have to ask, because I know that so many of the nonprofits out there, so many people out there that we talk to, were really expecting those numbers to go down. With the past year that we've had, we all understand the game. We know what we've been through in this past year. And I think most people are expecting that.
Right.
I keep hearing, this is the third time now that I've had somebody from a nonprofit come in and talk about numbers, and they're increased. They're better numbers than they were last year. I had to take a pause a moment and give the community credit for that. That
Absolutely.
Doesn't happen without a giving community, without a community that cares about this stuff.
Right.
That's impressive.
Yeah, a lot of the basic needs organizations have seen a huge increase in their donations that they're receiving for those basic needs to help individuals that may be struggling a bit or need a little more assistance during this COVID downtime. And so that's been great. The way the scholarships are structured, because they are endowed funds, and so those funds are at a certain level, they're invested for the long term to be able to award a scholarship forever. And so the scholarship generates an amount, and that's the scholarship amount. Not only does it generate that amount every year, but it also generates enough to continue to reinvest in that fund. So as the time passes, the scholarship amount naturally grows. But in addition to that, we have some donors that wanted to contribute some extra to grow them even more.
Nice.
So it's kind of a twofold thing, but the purpose of that endowed fund is to always make enough to award the scholarship and continue to grow it slowly over time.
It's a really smart way to run
that.
That's an incredibly smart way to do that. That's nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Out of the percentage of students that do apply for these scholarships, how many receive them?
So this year we had 75% of the students that applied received a scholarship. And again, that's an increase over last year. It was interesting in looking at the data. We had less high school students actually apply. We had more continuing college student supply, like Derek here in the studio, which was an interesting turn of events. And when you look in comparison to the enrollment statistics, that was a little bit skewed. So, you know, that's something that we're reaching out to the guidance counselors also to find out, you know, do they know why less students applied that were graduating high school, seniors, that sort of thing, to always continually improve and to help get the word out and to try to impact more students in whatever way we can. The scholarships this year ranged from $500 up to $5,000. Mm. Some of them are renewable. And actually, Adrian and Julia both received renewable scholarships in addition to some that are paid out one time, which is wonderful. 88% of the students that received scholarships were graduating high school seniors. Mm. So as I mentioned, we had less graduating high school seniors apply, but we also go based on the criteria that the donor has established, very specific. Some are only for graduating high school seniors. Some are more open. Mm-hmm. So it depends, but maintaining that integrity and their intent is number one.
Sure, because, you know, the people that are giving and everything, if they wanted to go to something specific, it's nice that it can do that. And,
yes.
And there's certainly, whatever that specific thing is, people that need it.
Exactly.
So that's interesting. And that's nice to be able to do it that way, too.
Right. And as a place-based community foundation, you know, we serve the Southwood County area, and the majority of our scholarships are for students in the Southwood County area. We do have a couple that reach out into the state a little bit further. Based on geographic location, it could be. We do have one that actually also is eligible for students from Lincoln, Nebraska, in addition to students from Lincoln High School here in Wisconsin Rapids. So it just varies, and that is based on where the family was located and their passions, and so it can be broad. But 98% of the recipients were all from the Southwood County area, which is phenomenal. So
that
when
is.
You're looking at the impact to our local students and what they can. Bring back to our community.
Yeah.
That's big.
We've been talking, especially over the last year, every rural community specifically has talked about supporting local, buying local. That doesn't just stop with a business. That starts with the people. It's about the people specifically. The businesses are important, certainly, but, you know, when we talk about that kind of thing, that's people that make those communities. It's not a business that run, it's people that run the business that run the community. That kind of thing. So investing in people is again, one of the smarter things you can do, especially when it comes to the youth.
Right.
Just a very important to kind of like have this data here and stuff, because we want to know, well, how many kids from this area are being affected? Well, it turns out almost all of them. That kind of stuff is helpful, especially when we're looking at, you know, at encouraging people to donate and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. If I could just give one more data point before we turn it over to those very important people. Mm. Since inception, so in the beginning, 1994 is when Encourage offered their very first scholarship, and it was one scholarship in the amount of $500, which was very incredible back then.
Yeah.
Since then, we've awarded nearly 3,900 scholarships, and it has totaled more than $2.81 million.
Ooh, man. I got nothing on that. It's my job to have something to say after that, and I got nothing. That's insane. That is really cool.
That is very fortunate.
Yeah, and I hear something like that, and I can't speak for anybody else, but I immediately have thousands of faces running through my head of all the kids and all the lives that has impacted.
Absolutely.
It's really something. When you're doing these kind of things, you brought up a really important point, too, I think, Kim, where we've talked about this with almost everybody, whether it's our mayor or, you know, I had JRC word in the other day and talking real estate-wise. What do we talk about? We talk about wanting to keep people in this area. Those people that we want to keep in this area, we want them to have jobs. We want them to have something to do.
Absolutely.
And if you want them in your area, you want them good at what that job is. And the only way to be able to do that is for them to be able to go to school to continue their education.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are not able to do that because of money. Here we have something that helps with that. You know, I can't imagine how much different it would have been for me going into school, having scholarship opportunities.
Right.
So many people I know, you know, and I'm so happy for these things nowadays. This is, you know, what's important is right now. And now we
Absolutely.
Have a lot more of this. And, you know, what we'll do right now, we'll take a quick break here and we'll come back and talk with the kids.
Perfect.
I did want to hit on this, and you touched on it already, but before we go to break, I just wanted to touch on it one more time, that these scholarships are very unique. And they are designed. So whether you are a parent out there who is looking for a scholarship, you know, opportunities for your kids, or you're somebody who's always wanted to sponsor a scholarship, something to think about.
Absolutely. At Encourage, we are there to help people in our community organizations in our community, and we are always open to conversations with people and how we can assist helping them fulfill their charitable wishes and needs. So, you know, scholarships are just one of the ways to do that, and so we always welcome conversations.
When we come back, we're going to get to know the kids here a little bit. I'm going to ask them how they would solve the Middle East crisis, little things like that. No, I'm joking. We're just going to get to know the kids and have some fun. We got more coming up for you on Morning Magazine right here on AM 1320. WFHR.
Hey, this is Dave Ramsey, and you're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, AM 1320, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And there's a great listen for you, kids. Live radio. Nothing like it. Just, you know, that's how it works. I don't know what they are doing to my board here, but they're working on it somehow. So we'll just talk a little more. We'll just have some more fun, and we'll talk a little bit more and get to know you guys a little bit. So basically, that's what I'm doing. This is a real good lesson for you of what adults do. I'm taking my responsibilities and putting them on you guys and making you fill the time. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. But we did want to take a chance to get to know you guys a little bit more. And Derek, we've had you in before, but let's catch people up. Derek Coates is with us. You're currently attending UW-Eau Claire, I believe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I graduated from John Edwards High School in the year of 2020, and I'll be headed back to Eau Claire in the fall for my sophomore year.
Hmm. Excellent, excellent. And Derek, how has this been going for you so far, transitioning into school and all that?
It's been really good. I've been really fortunate to have, you know, like the support from the scholarships that just help me not worry about, you know, financial situations. And it's really blessed me in my academic and social, you know, career in college. It's so nice to have people from back home to just support you along the way in your journey, no matter where that takes you.
Yeah, it's interesting how a stranger can do something, or somebody you never even met do something like put money into a scholarship fund, mm-hmm. and how it can affect you, and how important and how thankful you can be towards that. You touched on something that's really insightful for, I think, a lot of people. As adults, we're so used to worrying about money. We are used to, it's almost a daily, it is a daily thing, if not an hourly thing for us. We're constantly thinking about money. But kids, not to say you don't think about it, but it's not something that you really have the same perspective that we do on it. And then when you get into school and all of a sudden, you know, books that you were given for free in, you know, high school and grade school and all that, all of a sudden you got to start paying like $90 for these things and stuff. And mm-hmm. that stuff starts adding up and you start adding all these things. And we've all talked about student debt and how much that is a nail in the coffin for so many kids about whether they don't even want to go to school because of it and that sort of thing. So it is a really nice thing to think of, kids sitting there and not having to worry about that stuff as much because they've got that covered with the scholarship program. That's interesting. Would you say that that was one of the biggest impacts that the scholarship program has done for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's kind of just relieving one of those stresses about the day-to-day things about getting ready for college, you know, like, what are you going to bring to your dorm room? What is your dorm room going to look like? What are you going to do? You're new. You don't really have too many friends. You have one or two that you know from high school. So it's just one of those, like, takes the stresses off. And, you know, I was able to focus on my major. I'm a nursing major. And I also paired it with a health profession Spanish minor. So just being able to focus more on just, like, personal stuff and, you know, schooling makes it so much easier.
Good on you, man, and especially the nursing thing, because if you've seen the stats on that, they need people in that industry, and good people like yourself. That's awesome. That's good to hear. Adriana, you've joined us before. I think the last time you were with us, you were acting, so this time you don't get to act, which is unfortunate for both of us, because both of us love acting and everything and love being able to do that, but let people know a little bit about you. Where are you going to school? Where are you going to be going to school?
Well, I'm Adrian. I just graduated from Lincoln High School, and I will be going to Northwestern University to major in psychology.
Adrian, I didn't realize that you just graduated. Congratulations. That's
Thank you.
Awesome. And you happen to be going to my mom's school. So right on. Go Wildcats. I was already a fan of yours, kid, but now I'm going to be watching. That's awesome. Adrian, what did the scholarship program do for you as far as not only being able to attend school, but when you're kind of preparing for it and getting ready for it and everything?
I guess I should start by saying that I am already very, very blessed. I have an amazing family who work really hard to support me. However, My family owns a small business, and especially during the era of coronavirus, small business owners do not make a ton of money. So the scholarship makes so much difference to me. I mean, it's how I'm able to go to school in the first place, that financial support, and it's made things incredibly easier on me. So.
I appreciate you sharing that, and especially that kind of look behind the curtain a little bit, if you will.
Yeah.
Because for I will say this, you know, when it comes to people like yourself and families like yourselves that have run businesses like this and everything, mm-hmm. and put back into our community, I love the kind of full circle thing here, Kim, mm-hmm. of that family in particular, like families like that, putting back into the community and the community putting back into them, into their family, whether it is buying the products, which are amazing, or just, you know, supporting one of their kids and that sort of thing. Like this all ties together. It all adds up. And I think that's really unique. And not every community has something like that. Not every, I've come from a lot of neighborhoods where that is it's the exact opposite. So we're pretty fortunate to have that kind of thing.
And if I could add, all three of these recipients changed their schedules to be able to be on the radio with us. Mm-hmm. And Adrian was scheduled to work at the small business today.
Oh.
And is actually taking a later shift. But that just shows the commitment that these students have to our community and giving back at such a young age. It's very admirable.
Boy, I hope I didn't get your mom upset with me. I don't want to do that. She's not one of those people I want to get upset. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm ready to go. I got my waitress apron on.
Right on. Adrian, is there, as far as, you know, when it comes to, you know, going into this next part of your life and everything, there's a lot of things that you're unsure of and all that, but how much has it helped to at least not have to, you know, not to say that money is not, you don't have to worry about it at all. Certainly it's still a concern, but not as much of a concern, would you say?
No, not as much as a concern at all. And I found that, like, the application process was really not easy, but it was very simple to, like, navigate itself and, like, being able to accept them. It was very exciting to receive all them as well. And I don't know, I'm just super fortunate to have gotten all those scholarships.
Right on. And thank you for sharing all that for us. I appreciate it. Julia, we haven't gotten to get to know you and meet you before and everything, so we're going to do that now, put you on the spot.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Well, let's have fun with it. Julia, first, where did you attend high school and where are you looking to go to school?
I went to Assumption High School, so a really tiny Catholic school, which definitely had its ups and downs, but mm-hmm. I appreciate the education I got from there. And next year, I'll be going to Milwaukee School of Engineering.
Nice.
And interesting fact about that, it's where both my dad and my grandpa went to school.
Oh, that
so legacy student kind of thing.
Yep.
Going on.
That means so much to parents when a kid goes to their school.
Absolutely.
It's so much though that my mom made actually call Adrian's mom and just try to like adopt her loosely, like sort of, because I didn't go to Northwestern, but she is. So you know, but it means a lot to families. It really does.
Sure. My family has been pushing this since I was a kid. So,
an Assumption, great school. My little brother graduated from there and everything. It's a great school to come from, and not surprising that you're going into this industry though. This seems like something that you were kind of thinking about for a while.
Oh yeah, for sure. My dad has always been like pushing the math and the science and everything, and I really got interested in it in my sophomore year when I was taking a biology class and my teacher was starting pushing it. And then I looked into being a doctor and I decided that this degree was where I wanted to be for my undergrad so I could go on to medical school afterwards.
Right on. Now, how was the, for you, the application process, and how much has the scholarships helped for you?
The scholarships are a huge help. My family has been putting away money for college, but obviously college is expensive, like super, super expensive. So these scholarships are a huge relief. They'll be super, super helpful for me for the next couple of years.
I think it goes without saying, but for those that don't know, my son last year got accepted at Minnesota, and he started going to school there and everything. And I've been in college in the last decade. I thought I understood a little bit of what the world is like and how much prices are and stuff like that. I had no idea. I had no idea how much worse it has gotten as far as cost and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to sit there in your dorm room or wherever you are studying or any of these kind of things and not have to be, you know, you've got enough on your plate. You've got enough to worry about and focus on. To not have to have that one less thing to worry about, whatever that might be, is so vital and so helpful for you guys, not only learning, doing what you're doing, but then coming into the society wherever you end up and putting into that community. You're able to do all these things better because of these simple things that we do early on in the process. So it's got to help a little bit going forward, because there's a lot of things that you're unsure of and nervous about, I imagine. But at least this is one thing you're not as worried about.
Absolutely. College is a culture shock. And so having to not worry about the money for the first year or two at least will be super helpful.
Would you say that that's, and I'll come kind of down the line back with you guys on this one, but would you say that's the biggest impact that the scholarship program has had, is that sort of thing, is not having to worry about that stuff?
Yeah, that's a huge aspect of it. But it also, like, the scholarship means for me that these people believe in me. Like, they believe that I will be able to complete school and then do something with my life that gives back to the community, and I think that's really important too.
Yeah, well said. Very well said. Adriana, would you say the same thing?
Yeah, the scholarships are also super personalized, as mentioned earlier, and that means so much to me. Some of the scholarships I received were so personal, and I'm super touched to have received them.
Derek, how about for you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just kind of like as I'm going out and finding my new home, wherever that may be, I still have, you know, this loving community supporting me all the way. And that really, like, in an emotional way, it just kind of gives you the strength to just carry on with whatever you're doing. And it also, just, like, financially, too, it's just a huge and amazing help.
That's good to hear. Kim, we'll get into a little bit of our closing here in a second. But before we kind of dive into that, I want to know how, because you've been doing this a while.
Yes.
And you've been a part of the scholarship program that, you know, seeing a lot of these kids receive these things. Does it ever get old?
No, it never gets old. So some of my colleagues were on, since we have a monthly segment, and you had mentioned that it's like Christmas and Hanukkah all in one.
Yes.
When we come and talk about scholarships. And when you said that, I was like, bingo.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single day, yes, it's a lot of work, but boy, it is so fulfilling, and I absolutely love it. Being able to present at the scholarship programs this year, in the past, we divided and conquered, and I actually had the opportunity to go, and at Lincoln it was recorded, but to be able to be there present for all of the scholarship programs, I was holding back tears with several scripts that I was reading, and to be able to shake the student's hand or fist bump them, depending which school I was at, it was absolutely incredible just to see their faces, to see the parents that were able to attend and be in person. Honestly, it is the best feeling in the world.
And this is coming from you, where your job is and how you do with that. And I'm not even close to that. And I can speak to so much of it. Like the feeling that I get having these guys in. When Pam gave me the schedule for the week and I saw what we were going to be talking about today, I got excited. I had a big goofy look, smile, a Joker grin on my face and everything. So that's how we feel from this. And we're not, you know, technically even putting into these scholarships.
Exactly.
So when we're encouraging people to put money into these scholarships to invest in, because it is an investment.
It is more
of an investment than a donation, if you will, at least the way I see it.
It's an absolute investment.
Yeah. So when we're talking to people about that, that's one of the things I always like to bring up, is these kind of like icings on the cake sort of thing. Because we've gone over and we've heard from the kids. You hear the impact that this money can make. We all know the power of the dollar and that sort of thing. I don't think we could ever really word, even as much as we're trying to here, really, we even still haven't really touched on how good it feels when you contribute to something like this.
Yes, and actually, you know, being in the wonderful small community that we are, I'll be stopped at the store. I'll have conversations with donors, with recipients that will stop and talk to me about it and what it meant to either support a student or to receive the scholarship. So that is ongoing, and it is always such a good feeling, and I'm always so appreciative for those donors that invest in these students and their education and their future. Some of the donors and students will continue to have relationships. They may have an email communication. They may write letters, depending on where the student's going to school. Some of the donors, I know there's a couple that will go to UWSP if their student happens to be going to school there, and they'll see them if they're in a performing arts program, a music program. Sometimes they will connect when the student's home over break, and maybe they'll get together for lunch or just to chit-chat, have a coffee. But having that ongoing support means the world, I believe, for both the the donor and the recipient.
Yeah, it's a mutually beneficial thing. It really is. And if people want to invest and do this sort of thing, where can they find out more about it?
So we have a lot of information about Encourage in general on our website, but really having that conversation with myself or someone else from our staff would be great. We welcome those conversations, and we're always happy to find out what their wishes are. We can best be reached at hello@encouragecf.org or 715-423-3863. And you can always leave a message in case we happen to be working remotely that day.
I immediately want to change my email addresses to hello on all of my email. That's perfect. That's perfect. That's a great. Nice job. Nice job. I like that. That is a really easy way to. I also want to encourage people to follow you guys on social media as well.
Thank you.
Great way to be able to do that. Keep up on things and such. I want to really, really, I always appreciate you, Kim. You know how I feel about you. Thank you so much for being in and looking forward
thank
to talking
you.
To you again real soon. I really want to thank you guys. Thank all three of you for being with us today. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate it. I want to wish you the very, very best in this world. Go out there, have fun, take on the world, and be you. Enjoy. And thanks again for being with us today. Appreciate each one of you.